We are Brightside.
Welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
All right, which is more important to you, the sights or the sounds, boys?
Well,
we haven't discussed that in a while. That's just literally off the top of my head.
Yeah. I don't know, still the sounds for me, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see why we can't have all of it.
Well,
there we go.
Breed is good. It's the Gordon Gekko defense.
I mean, you sound
almost American, Steve.
Well, why not? Why not? Getting there.
Yeah.
It's all the rage, apparently, at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
The scenes are the encompass, like it's everything encompassed, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I say sights, John says sounds, you say scenes. That's why we have a 3-person bus bench.
Right.
Hey. Kumbaya, my Lord.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Here we go.
Hey, and I've got the lights out. Check them out.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, look at you.
Very nice.
I just thought that was your halo, Steve. You know?
Well, I didn't like to say.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah, sorry. No, I just say that.
You're so modest.
Yeah,
Steve.
Exactly. Yeah. You're so humble.
It's a gift.
It is a gift. Keeps on giving.
Boy. So do bear with me, though, fellas. Horrendous cold and cough. And as always.
Another touch of the man flu.
It's going straight to my vocal cords as well. Again, as always, I've been teaching for... Well, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, and then today. And it's just destroyed my voice, and all the coughing and everything else. So just, bear with me, guys. There may be muting. There may be coughing, running, screaming, you know, all that stuff.
Nice.
Matter of time.
Yeah. It's like the early days of the podcast when I was all by myself. Yeah. A lot of screaming and running.
Glowing, biting.
Listeners, though.
Exactly. A lot of editing. Not a lot of listeners. No. Not even John back then. He's like, no.
Yeah. We need to stop the show for a minute, though, guys.
When?
And we need to acknowledge Evil Dead Burn.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, come on, guys.
Go. Yeah.
Only Evil Dead could screw the order up. Only Evil Dead could screw the order up. What's next? Evil Dead Phoenix? Like, the Phoenix rises from the ashes. It's like Evil Dead Rise comes first, then you burn? Come on, people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell's yes. It's, Evil Dead Burn. 2026, I do believe. And apparently, now I don't know what they've been watching, this one's apparently going to be nasty.
This one's going to be good.
What are you guys watching?
Yeah.
It's like, last one wasn't exactly a walk in the park, guys.
Right.
Nope. No, it was so nasty. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you, Steve. It was nasty.
Yeah, in every way.
Yeah. Great home theater experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Although a completely different director. See, I'd heard that the same director was going to come back and do the next one. And I doubt they're going to do spin-offs or anything. So, yeah, that's the only disappointment in this. I was hoping it would be the same guy so we could just get, you know, some continuity. But, you know, we do know it's, you know, the number one movie always. But, you know, there it is.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's upset Deej right from the beginning, John.
Yeah.
I can't be upset, boys. Light at the end of the tunnel. Things are looking up.
I'm sure we could get there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. Okay, so John. Malignant.
Oh, I'm not with you on that one, Steve.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that one. I need to see that again. Do.
Yeah, John and I know. That's fun. Yeah. All right. Let's bring some humor in, and I'm gonna tell a little tale. Once upon a time, there was an idiot who was building a house.
Stop. Oh, you're sitting comfortably, children.
Yeah, exactly. You're sitting comfortably by your fire because you're going to need it to keep warm because this idiot was so consumed with building his house. So yesterday I'm down here working. I was working to get the Takeover Tuesday ready, popping in and out of the theater, doing some stuff. And all of a sudden I'm like, my wife's upstairs with my daughter. She come over, the Meg. Stopped by. She brought all the ingredients, doing a great job. The house smelled fantastic, making sausage tortellini soup, something, whatever.
Ooh, nice.
It was really, really good. I could only have a little bit because I was skating that night. So it's like, you know, it's got the tomato sauce or it's like a tomato base or whatever, but really I had a few bites of it. It's really good, but tomato doesn't agree. Tomato. Yeah. Yeah. Potato, tomato. You know what I'm talking about. We were making it in Spain and it's so anyway, we won't get into that, but I couldn't drink a lot. I couldn't eat a lot because I take one hit against the boards and soil my britches. So that wouldn't be good. And nobody likes to get crapped on. So actually that did happen once at a hockey game. A guy got hit and it was so bad. It was in the corner. No. Anyways.
It squeezed out like a toothpaste tube or what?
Oh my God. It was awful. Yeah. He was in the corner. We all went, what the hell? He'd been drinking all night. It was an early game. But anyways, so I go upstairs. I'm like, why is the AC on? And they're like, the AC's not on. We just noticed that the heat's on. I'm like, that ain't heat. It's blowing cold air. So I come downstairs and I pull the furnace apart. It's not firing up. I'm like, what the hell? I checked everything. I did everything you can possibly do. I kicked it. I blew on it. I stared at it. I swore at it. I did all the stuff.
Did you turn it off and turn it back on?
Yep. Rebooted. Yeah. Rebooted that. Rebooted the thermostat. I mean, I did everything you could possibly do. Right. Shut up, Steve. Don't put that up there yet. So
too late.
I call the furnace guy. We're going through here. Hit the hard reset. Blah blah blah. Get the prep. Bum bum bum. Do all this. I go upstairs, and my wife goes, or my daughter or whatever goes, are we out of oil? I go, no, we shouldn't be. I filled up. Remember, I told Joe and Kayla, I'm like, this is it. This is it, guys. I filled it up for you. It was at the end of the season last year. And then Meg looks it up on her phone and she goes, no, Dad, here's the text. Cause you could search text. She goes, here's the text. I sent it to the whole family. By the way,
No.
It gets even better. But, our whole family text chain is called Good Looking Monkeys.
That's us. Oh, yeah, I remember you saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, in Good Looking Monkeys, Meg looks it up and she goes, yeah, here you go. Good luck, Joe and Kayla. This is our last fill up. This should last you till December. I come downstairs, out of oil. And it's like, I'm like, I'm an idiot. I text the HVAC guy. I'm like, out of oil. I don't know. And he goes, he just laughed. He goes, happens all the time. And I'm like, he goes, you know how to prime it? I'm like, yeah. I know what to do. So got up this morning, called the oil company. They can't get here till tomorrow. So I went and got diesel, put it in my tank, got it up and running. All good, but I'm an idiot. I thought I had started the season with a full tank, and that should last me till February. So I thought I was good. So I never even checked it. But yeah. So Steve Act called it. There we go. He said this a while ago in the chat.
Forgot to get fuel.
Yep. Yep. And it's like,
so you felt like a bit of a fuel, full fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me this, Odige, because we have mains, you know, in gas, central heating, so it's all, you know, piped in. So do you not have like a reserve tank or a kind of a, you know, a warning like you'd have on a car where you get to a certain level and then it flags up or sends you a text or, you know, these days Wi-Fi.
You can get, oh yeah, absolutely. I think Meg and Greg actually have that. You can do that. There's a thing you can buy for your tank and it will monitor by whatever. Meg and Greg have it. And Greg's in the chat. He'll mention it. People do it. good call right there. DJ recreating the Christmas Story scene with the smoke coming from the basement and everything. Absolutely. Scruffy Kingman saying that in the chat. This system's so old, it doesn't have anything like that. And I could add it. And it's like you said, it's a Wi-Fi thing. It'd be like, oh, getting low. No, this is the old glass bubble thing. You're like, oh yeah. And like, it's getting down low and you, like you can trick it. You get an angle. Oh yeah, I got more.
Right.
When it runs dry, my eyes.
Let me scoot down.
The angle. Let me get there. Oh, see, it's above the line now.
Looks okay to me.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't look, it's all there.
It's always full.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh my God, so stupid. I was like, and it's like, so bad. So
it's a symptom, though, of being with much busier with other stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Focusing elsewhere. That's what it is.
It's cold out. I got bigger fish to fry, and I'm not worried about that. But then all of a sudden, I'm like, it's going to be cold tonight. It actually wasn't bad.
Bigger
it was like
fish to fry than heat when it's cold out.
Exactly. That's my point. It's
like, well, you won't be frying anything if you haven't got anything to heat it with.
No.
Fish or otherwise.
Actually, it wasn't bad. We went through the night. I like to sleep. I usually turn
on the oven and leave the door open.
Yeah.
Stick my head in it. Fire in the lounge.
Yeah.
Stick my head in it. You know, it's all right. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yep. So, yeah, it was all fun. All fun.
Not just me, fellas. Not just me.
I would say, there you go, Steve.
Yeah. What a Jordan. We were just talking about that off air, buddy. So Jordan just says, who else has seen the trailer for 28 years later? It looks creepy as fuck. I'm incredibly excited for it. Man. Oh, it's great. Trailer for the ages. And one of those kind of ones that people will remember, you know, next to the, you know, the Sonic trailer, which was dreadful. Or the first one where everyone went mad. But this is very, very good. Really good trailer. One of the best trailers for a long time. Anyway, I'll quickly say hi to everyone in the chat. Cause you know what, guys, as we often say, they don't need us. They really don't.
Oh, no, they don't.
Shat away forever. There were 66 comments when I logged on in 22. So, all right. So TSG's in. Hiya, TSG, local boy again. So he posted this quite a bit earlier. He says, for guys in the US, when you import a Blu-ray with older content, do you feel it looks sped up to you? I've never encountered that. I don't quite know what
that
means.
Not that I know.
Yeah.
Like old timey footage that's like, it's like different. Yeah. No, like it, what is it? It's like 30 frames a second or something like that. And it just goes.
I mean, it used to be, didn't it, that in the PAL and the NTSC days, they did operate at different speeds. So like the run times were shorter on PAL or NTSC or whatever, but never noticeably so. You never look at it and go, oh, he's crossing that room a bit more quickly than normal.
Yeah.
You know, that blockade runner is getting away from that Star Destroyer even quicker.
Yeah. You're gonna run that.
Yeah. I think you're going to get away.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what that one is at TSG, but that was from a lot of bit earlier. I don't know if he's still in. So anyway, hello, if you're in. Mikey's in. Hi, Mike. We'll try and keep it clean this week.
We've already failed.
Yeah, well, quite. Yeah. We might not have noticed.
Hey, I like Van Gogh. I like DJ and like Transformers better than Godfather.
Don't encourage him, Van Gogh. Don't encourage him. Whatever cachet we once had is gone. Yeah, exactly.
No, your credibility's going up with me and down with Steve. It's called balance. Your credibility is all the same, right? It's up with me, down with Steve. And to be fair, Steve's credibility goes into the caca machine with Evil Dead Rise. So, I mean, we're all good.
I think Malignant.
Yeah. You're lucky I watched Evil Dead Rise. You're lucky John watched Evil Dead Rise after Malignant. I was like,
I mean, my mistake was that was the first recommendation I made to you guys as well.
In terms of when
I could come onto the show and then get you know, lambasted for it, that was the first one, wasn't it? It was like literally like week one, and I
might have been,
great. And you guys, are
Steve,
leader.
Your credibility with me is forever rock solid after Invisible Man.
That was before I was on the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, whereas Malignant was my first face-to-face recommendation.
You couldn't hide in a pillow.
Could have been a short stint.
Not only that, it was two against one. It was like, this is great. And John and I came on and went, what the hell is he doing?
I know. Do we know any other
British people?
When I review one of my other movies later, I'll actually get into what about Malignant I didn't like. So, little
beginning into the end,
there's
all that stuff in the middle.
And
I think I still feel the after effects of that to this day.
No,
it is true, because when I then say about a movie, you know, a horror movie, whatever it might be, and then I see in the week that you guys have seen it, and then I wait with trepidation for the next show to hear what a load of crap, or oh man, that was great, and then it's like, phew. Okay.
The best shows are when we disagree, though. Those are more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we all sit here and we can wax on about a great movie and be like, yeah, that's great. And everybody goes, that's great. And we're like, where do you go from there? You know, it's like,
greater.
It's great. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Not great enough. Kind of like not dead enough.
So TSG and Van Gogh went backwards and forwards for ages. So there's Mikey again. So I'm just trying to find it. Marcus Beebe's in. We've got, hi Marcus, Steve Atts in, as we know.
Yeah.
Paul Hurt is in. And when I say in, he's in the hospital.
In hospital.
No.
Yeah. So
yeah, I know he has some issues.
Yeah. So, we don't think it's a mental health hospital, but if it is, Paul, then we apologize. and if it's our fault, then, you know, even more of an apology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. We'll send, don't have to be crazy
we'll send
to
a card.
Podcast. Yeah. So buddy's out tomorrow. I saw him put. So get well soon, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. Get well, Paul. Get well, buddy.
Yeah. So that's cool. Dom's in. Hi, Dom. Bonsoir. Rach is in. Hi, Rach. Tub thumping for Galaxy Quest. More about which later. And we have got, can't wait to talk about that. Jordan's in. Hiya, Jordan. And Scruffy's in. We know that. And always about this time, I start to lose track of who I've said hello to and who I haven't.
Yeah.
So, because we get so far down.
Yeah, I'm looking at Johnny Speakers. You say Johnny Speakers.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. Yeah, no. Didn't say that. Yeah, hiya, Johnny. Oh. Yeah. And plenty of others besides looking at the numbers. That means I've run out of patience. Oh, Brian Deed's back in. Hiya, Brian Deed.
Nice.
He literally says. Brian Deed in.
Brian Dead.
How you doing, buddy?
There we go.
So, yes, all present and correct.
Nice. All right. Excellent. Mm. This week's Takeover Tuesday was a solo affair. I had three listener emails, and really appreciate the emails from everybody. And when in doubt, that's what I'm going to go to. But as I said in today's Takeover Tuesday, if you have, like, for the rest of this year and early next year, we'll be doing anybody that wants to come on. Let's start getting them scheduled. If you've been on in the past, you're a listener that's been on in the past, obviously you know the routine. Just email me, let me know, or contact me, let me know. If you're new listener and you are new to coming on Takeover Tuesday, just email DJ at Brightside Home Theater, subject TOT, and let me know what your schedule's like, and we'll schedule that up. But the other one is any past guests we've had that you'd be interested to hear from. Any past guests are pretty easy for me to get in contact with. There's no like, hey, this is what they know the routine. So I can usually schedule those pretty easily. Let's make it a true Takeover Tuesday. And anybody you want to hear from, let me know. I know we do have one, John, our buddy John, who's been on, he's a patron, shows up on the chats all the time. John Mensor, his brother did my 9. He's going to be coming on. He's been emailing me. So John, when you hear this, let me know when your brother's available. We got to get that one done. We've literally been talking about that movie for a couple of years. His brother's been working on it, and he's like, we're going to come on when it's all done. And it's all done now. I think it's been screened a few times. It's doing really well. So we're going to get him and his brother on. I'm really looking forward to that. Let me know who you guys want to hear from. And then at the beginning of the year, like, Joe Klosnick, he's the one that, you know, suggested we bring in, Ben Goff, and we did that interview. So I know Joe's got, I think, Ascendo people he wants to lined up. We want to do that. So anybody you guys want to hear from, let me know. That'll be fun. And that also keeps it real, right? It's not like I'm bringing in my friends from such and such a place or this or that. And it's like, hey, the listener said, and it makes it easier for me to reach out to these people and be like, if I've never met them, be like, hey, my listeners really want to hear from you. And this is the format we do. And it just, you know, we'll keep it going from there. I think it'll be a lot of fun and, maybe make it a little easier for me. I don't know. Maybe it makes it harder. I don't know, but at least we'll have a track and a record of it. So, that's what I was talking about today.
In that case, so Clint Eastwood, Steven Spielberg, Abraham Lincoln. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe we have a one-stop in. Maybe we can get Carl to get a special someone that likes to swear on the set or something like that. You know, I don't know.
How cool would that be? Or, I mean, you know, he did get on well with a Mr. C. Murphy on Red Eye as well. Said he was very pleasant.
That one.
Yeah.
Thompson's told me about one I would love to get oh my God. He knows a guy, knows a very well.
John knows everybody.
I know, but this is somebody that it would do it. He's that kind of guy. Yeah. He'd be like, screw it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's go. And be like, and if he ever showed up, I'd be like, you'd see DJ speechless.
Oh, I'd pay for that.
Yeah. Well, you might have to.
It'd be that. A Patreon exclusive.
John's, yeah. That's why John's been paying for years. You're like, yeah, how much more money, DJ? Just shut up. Shut up.
Awesome. Oh, and Pierre Production, talking about, again, 28 years later. So Pierre Productions, we were talking about this again prior to the show starting. Yeah, so shot on an iPhone 15 Pro 28 years later. But it was it's an iPhone 15 Pro, but with very, very specific lenses. We're not talking literally. They're not walking down the road doing this. It's they've attached very, very special lenses.
Yeah, but that's all available to people. You go into an iPhone store or an Apple store, and you can buy all those lenses and stuff. Yeah, it's awesome.
Not these. These are proprietary lenses. Yeah. Probably about 60 or 70 grand. You know, they're very, very particular lenses, but still, the fact is, it was shot on an iPhone, albeit, you know, in a very, very particular way. But it does look, from the trailer at least, as though they've avoided the weird video process look of the first one. Because I find that very distracting. I'm not a fan of that at all. It looks like this has still got the modern digital sharpness, albeit, you know, shot in just an unconventional way, which is good, because I was worried when I heard they were shooting it on a phone. You know, I thought they'd shoot it TikTok ratio, you know.
Like I said in the pre-show, at least now you have permission to watch it on a phone. Shot on a phone, you can watch it on a phone. Now, the thing, Lucy was not shot on a phone, so that was disrespectful. Hey, we got the lights going here. We've got the snow in the background. We've got little bit of snow on the logo here. Festive mood. It's not festive for everybody though. I failed to mention this last week, and it just popped in my head now, and I should have mentioned it in the Takeover Tuesday, but actually it was my wife. Our dog's being groomed. She's like, tip for the holidays? I'm like, yeah, tip them for Christmas. Typically this time of year, you guys know, we get support from the listeners that, hey, happy holidays. They send us, you know, our boxes of popcorn goes up, patrons goes up, stuff like that. So, this year, please. And I said this last month, it's like Tom Andrews is having obviously a really, really difficult time. His house has literally been pretty much washed away. You know, if you're listening to, AV Rant, you know the story. He's like, his house, basically the most water it ever got was like before he ever lived there, it never got water. Then they had one storm and he got like 6 inches. So, you know, you got to cut the baseboard and stuff. And they evacuated the last hurricane or the last double sets of hurricanes they got. Evacuate, come back, and they were expecting maybe 6 inches of water or something like that. Like, here we go again. That's a pain in the ass. They got 3 feet. Jeez. 3 feet of water. And it's like, so take a yardstick, walk around your house. This is what Tom said. He goes, go around your house with a yardstick. Right. Everything in the house is under 3 feet. So everything's gone, right? So what he did save, okay, they lost, like, irreplaceable stuff, pictures, family stuff, everything they lost because that's all in drawers or whatever. But what they were able to save on the walls and stuff that might have been a little higher up, some, you know, family things, some clothes and blah, 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 saved all that stuff. But they were looking for storage. So they find some storage 45 minutes away because everybody in the area is looking for storage for their stuff, right? Next hurricane comes through, wipes out the storage unit.
Oh, geez.
So, if you're not, like I said, if you listen to AV Rant, you know all this, plus way more details. Need to help him out. He's not even being shy about it. He's like, anything I can get. And their listeners are sending him podcasting. It's awesome. It's awesome. The home theater. The reason he's not leaving his town. He won't leave his town. He's lived all over the world. He's lived in Australia. He's lived, obviously, he's in Florida. He's been all over the world. He's not like me. He has no qualms about me like, pull up the stakes. We're out of here. This is the community he lives in has been so amazing. He's like, I can't leave here. This is ridiculous. You know, it's like how do you leave the people that have been supporting you so much? The people and he does tell the occasional, you know, you get the horrible stories, the horrible people that you have to overhear. Like he said, one woman, he overheard one woman. Can these people get this junk out of their front yards? It's an eyesore. Not their junk donkey. That's their life that just got ruined. And people are just so insensitive to this stuff. And it's frustrating, right? So I reached out to him during all of this because I'm listening to, he was on the show a couple times. He popped in with Rob, recorded a half hour or an hour at one, the second week. And I'm listening to him and his house is being, like his life has been destroyed. It's his whole family. Luckily, you know, healthy, everybody safe, pet safe, all that good stuff, but lost everything. And I'm going through what I'm going through. And I'm like I said on my show, I was just like, I'm losing a house, but I'm selling it. And it's like, it's frustrating, but I listened to him and the positivity. And I was like, you're an inspiration, buddy. You know? And he's like, hey, what are you going to do? He goes, you get aggravated, but that just distracts you. Right. So we talked, you know, privately, but yeah, so I reached out to him and I told him, you know, that was all this was back in October into November and stuff, but yeah. So this year, please, it's like, I know we're not going to get the $1,200 like we did or $1,500 like we did for Movember, but boxes of popcorn, anything you can do, just, you know, go to brightsidehometheater.com, boxes of popcorn, anything we get this month. So we're already get December's patrons going to them and anything else. I'll be literally just writing a check right to Tom. So, any, you know, please, any gifts, anything you thought you were going to, we've gotten some great gifts over the years. We all have, all three of us have gotten them. I've gotten, you know, awesome, awesome stuff. Thank you. But this year, please, whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to do. And if you weren't going to do anything, do it for Tom. And, let's help him out because there's not enough we could do. So, and we'll talk about that again next week.
Yeah.
Till the end of the month. So, all right. Anybody want to say anything else?
Can I just bring the mood back up again with an I told you so, guys? Are you ready for my I told you so?
Yeah.
Right. Good old Dom, who took the trouble to DM me about Asriel. So he says, watch the Blu-ray of Asriel, Angel of Death, with Samara Weaving, which Steve recommended during the 25-hour show. A superb home theater experience and great movie too. It wasn't just you and me, John.
Yep.
There are others. Our people are out there.
I know. They're there.
Let and our people go.
And I respect Dom, so okay. I'll listen.
While we're talking Asriel, apparently there's a German 4K Blu-ray release of it coming in February.
Oh, really?
So the rumor goes. Yeah. I saw it on Twitter, so must be true. I'm looking forward to picking that up. That'll be good in the new year. But yeah, anyone that hasn't seen Asriel, I might have mentioned it. It's well worth seeing.
You popped in like
once or
five
twice.
Times in the 25-hour show, and every single time you're like, I don't want to spoil Tuesday's show, but here I go again.
Yeah.
Peek behind the curtain. Steve didn't even show up Tuesday. I just re-edited it and posted it on Tuesday's show.
Done. I want to know if Shane Lee's seen it yet because he seemed quite keen and he likes these kind of schlocky movies, I think, like kind of John
did
and I
Todd
do.
Did Todd see it?
Think so. Not that he said it. He normally would. He would have reached out and told me if he had.
I think told him like two or three times during the show. Once in the morning, once at night. Probably DM'd him in the middle of the day.
It's the only way. I'm going to disappoint you. So Steve says, okay, what month of the year is slasher-free movie reviews? Never, Steve. Never. Come on, man. Just what the hell?
Never.
You know me by now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here we go. Jordan, Asriel US Blu-ray is officially coming in the US. Highly recommend watching it. Mm. All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Might hit Kaleidoscape Deej.
I know.
The minutes.
Everything else is hitting Kaleidoscape recently. Let me see. Venom, The Last Dance dropped today. That was cool.
Never mind. You have my commiserations.
Yeah.
No, I am going to get it. It's out here in the new year, I think. No, I'll get it because I've got the other two, but I'm, you know, it's kind of more of a sense of obligation than anticipation.
Yeah.
They dropped today, didn't they? Sony are now no longer doing any more Spider spin-offs other than Beyond the Spider-Verse and Spider-Man main movies. They're giving up their sort of Spidey movie verse or whatever it is.
Oh, have they? Because Kraven is still coming.
Well, that's the thing. That doesn't bode too well for Kraven, does it?
Right.
If they're already releasing it, we won't be doing any more of these.
Yeah.
We've learned our lesson.
We see Kraven and we won't be doing any more.
Yeah. We've delayed it four times over 3 years. And don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Hey, here's one that's coming. It just dropped. I'm sorry. Just dropped on Kaleidoscape. Did it come to disc too? 4K, HDR, Dolby Vision, languages are in, DTS Master Audio 5.1, Willow from 1988.
Oh, I saw that that was, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one dropped today as well. I'm kind of interested in that one. I haven't seen that since.
I watched it.
You watched it recently,
before,
didn't you?
Just before the show dropped, I watched the movie again because I hadn't seen it since, you know, the 80s or whenever it came out.
And that got us on that kick, Clash of the Titans and all that, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it was fine, but it might be 30 years before I watch it again. So
even 4K?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'll rush out to buy it.
Yeah.
I didn't. It was okay, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah. I can remember what you've got. Val Kilmer in it.
Obviously, Kilmer.
What's his face? It's
Joanne Whalley.
Warwick Davis. Yeah, and that's about it.
I think was his wife at the time. Val Kilmer's wife. Yeah. And then, Warwick Davis. Yeah.
I couldn't remember a lot more else with a gun to my head. I wouldn't buy it. I might give it a rent if it's on, you know, something, but I think there's so much else coming that.
Oh yeah.
But you might whet my appetite with a DJ. If you've bought it and
I haven't bought it yet. Right. I am kind of intrigued by it. Fantasy like that, the fantasy movies don't really get me as much as others do. So it might be a little, horror movies, definitely.
Jesus.
All right. Anything else, guys? Oh, I am doing a patron chat after this. I put it out to patrons. I also put it in the Takeover Tuesday. So anybody wants to pop in after this, immediately when the three of us are done, we'll be doing a patron chat after the show. So, also that too. All right. Anything else, guys?
No.
Do you want to do your merch thing as well again, TeePublic and all that stuff? Bearing in mind, we're trying to raise money. So for a very good cause.
Yeah, absolutely. TeePublic. Actually, I should do a holidays one. I should do like a do it for Tom. Just people be like, what the hell is that?
Do it for the Gipper, isn't it? Isn't that an airplane?
No, but it is.
Win one for the Gipper.
Yeah. I think you might still be able to get it in time for Christmas. Great Christmas gifts. Absolutely. And spread that out to everybody. I mean, we get like, I think we get like $2 for a t-shirt we make and then $4 for a sweatshirt. It's not really about the money. It's more about spreading the word. And then nothing better than giving like a Brightside home theater t-shirt or sweatshirt for Christmas and then watching people open it. And it's like, they look at it like it's a pair of socks.
Right.
Like, what the hell? When am I going to wear this? Doesn't matter. I don't care. It's like
another tie.
Yeah, exactly. Like they were, why didn't you get me a tie? Exactly. Like a three pack, a tidy whities would have been more appropriate.
John, did you just look down to see what shirt you were wearing? Had you forgotten?
I was going to do the same thing, but I comics. Decided against it.
I've got that one
Steve.
On again.
I was dependent on you, buddy. Big news. What? Big news. I don't know if it's official yet. I haven't talked to them. Did you hear last week's hashtag dork?
No.
Oh.
Do tell.
Big news. They did preview.
We win?
No. Better. Oh. Better.
Better.
So
we lost.
The exact opposite. No.
Yeah.
Even better. All right. Hashtag dork, huge podcast, huge ratings, everything, right? Great guys. Never mind all that. I mean, just great guys, right? So they did a preview last week for their awards preview, you know, where they don't get dressed up in their tuxedos. They just kind of shoot the blank. They don't say blank. They say all the words. They get a little bit crass over there. Yeah, yeah. It's very colorful over there. Bring your crayons and coloring books, boys. Very colorful. So they were talking about all the, like, what they're going to do this year, maybe add a couple of new awards, stuff like that. And they like to come up with creative names for them. And they got to, it just like off the cuff, they're talking like, oh, you know, what about this movie? What about that movie? And they're like, oh, I didn't see that one. And then they're like, you know what we should do? We should come up with an award for the movie that needs to be seen in a theater. Like, you got to see this in the theater, right? Meaning it's that good. Maybe it's not the best movie in the world, but you need to see it in the theater. And immediately I was going to like write into them and email them and be like, that should be called the Popcorn Award. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, because you go movie theater popcorn award. You got to get to the theater to think it, to see it. And the two of them are bouncing it back and forth. Like, yeah, that'll be a great one. We could do that. And then I think it was Keith. I don't know which one was like, that should be the Brightside Home Theater Award. And yeah. And then Davey's like, yeah, he goes, yeah, it needs to be seen on the best screen, best theater possible, whether it's at the theater or if your theater is better. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, forget. I mean, I'm still hope we're in the running for podcast of the year. I do want to repeat, but, cause we'd be the only ones to repeat other than them, seeing we're the only ones to win other than them. That's pretty cool. But if we don't win, I'd like them to win again, because then they're still the only ones other than them to win. But anyways, yeah. Aside from all that, here I am like begging on air for something. We may, it's not official, we may be getting an award named after us. How cool is
nice.
That?
Nice.
A dorky. I mean, I think there should have been a Steve Award years ago. Oh, you mean, sorry, the bright side.
Exactly. Right, sorry, Steve Award, yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
Best scalp massager.
Yeah, well, yeah. I thought you were going to say that there was the, it was going to be a best podcaster on the Brightside Home Theater Show Award and put us all against each other in gladiatorial combat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It. Yeah. I'm going for the flooded Colosseum. That's what I'm going for. I've got my fingers crossed for that one.
But yeah, they caught me off guard yet again. I wasn't expecting last year when we won the podcast of the year. I was like, oh, we're getting nominated. That's cool. And then they were just, I was thinking of better name. I was like, oh, popcorn. What a movie theater pop. And then they're like, that should be the Brightside Old Theater. I was like, pretty cool.
Nice. No,
pretty cool. All their listeners are like, who cares about that?
Well, in fairness, they do like, I mean, one of the things I've noticed while I've been listening relatively recently is like, they just talk kind of streaming, really, don't they? They don't seem to buy a lot of discs. No. It's all kind of, it's on stream, right. You know.
Yeah.
Which was interesting, because I know, obviously, one of them's got the Dragon's Lair. And so physical media. You know, I can't imagine they've got Kaleidoscapes.
No.
So it's
no, I actually told that Keith's on a budget, right? He had given me the budget for his theater, and he actually went a little bit over his budget to do the theater that he did, but because it's upgradable, he was willing to do that, which is I had the Denon, I forget which model number, but I had it here, but I was going to do it in this little room here. If you guys remember, I was going to do a little mini theater in this room. So I ended up selling him that, and then he did the SVS, 5.1. Everything comes in, you know, home theater in a box, but it's SVS. It's the satellite surrounds and the sub. And he loves it. He hasn't upgraded anything. He loves it. And it does. It sounds really, really good. And the Denon that he has, the reason I bought it for here is you run five channels, but it'll optimize the five to give you that Atmos effect. Even with that. So, and it sounds really, the Dragon's Lair sounds really, really good. But they don't seem to be so keen on physical media like we are.
However you watch it, it seems to be how they kind of.
Well, I had recommended to Keith, I was like, since you don't have physical, don't go to it. Because by the time you can start affording physical, streaming is coming up. And streaming is that good. And if you don't do the comparison, you're really not going to know the difference. And streaming is that good, right? It's like he's got other flaws. Where his room, it's a little bit open. He's got some other flaws before he's going to get into noticing the big difference between streaming and physical.
Fair enough.
And as a matter of fact, I was on Twitter and I saw an article. Our buddy Chris Deering was part of the panel that set this up. They actually went through and did blind testing between streaming and Kaleidoscape. And it's way closer than you think. But what they did is, hear it out, boys, and I believe it because Chris was involved. What they did is they did they recalibrated each scene to so it have the same volume, and they said the dynamic, they were running a Trinov, it's all this stuff. So, but they were running, so Maverick, for instance, was a plus 11 dB over reference,
right, so,
and they said, and the people in the room they could tell picture wise, they could, it's a little softer. They thought the collide, they could see that, but audio wise, they could hear a difference, but it wasn't as big as you'd think. And a couple of, I forget which scene it was, that they played. They thought they could not, there was no discernible difference. None. And that's encouraging. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's like, this is why you, who's going to do that for every other scene? Every movie you put in, you don't want to be like, oh, I got to go to minus plus 10 or I got to get it right to get it to me. I mean, I want simplicity. Here you go. Bang. So you see there's a difference, but it's not the, it's not as vast as we say thought it was. But so yeah, there is. And I was thinking of having, I was thinking of having Keith on about that so that he like, look, streaming's not that bad.
But as we've talked about before, though, it's very dependent on so many different variables with, you know, your download speed, your, you know, your internet connection, all this kind of stuff.
And they say that
with
your
physical disk, doesn't matter. KaleidoScape, download it. Doesn't matter.
You own it.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, look at Greyhound. We talked about how when I first saw that base was rubbish. I upgraded the internet, watched it a few months later. Oh, okay. There's the base. So, you know, it's just stuff you don't need to worry about. But
You eliminate variables when you go to physical. And believe it or not, KaleidoScape is physical. You physically own it on a hard drive. You own it.
Yeah.
So, but yes, there are, and they mention all that in the article. Like the, it is a more reliable source. It's more, it's way more, it is a rock solid, consistent, all of that. But for the money, I mean, you're not, it's not a bad deal. And that's why I recommended that to Keith years ago. Anybody just starting out, I'm like, don't start your collection now, because if you've never collected anything, don't start now, because by the time you get to the point where you have a large collection, there'll be something else, right? Like I started Laserdisc in 93. It was outdated by 99. I got 6 years out of that. I don't think you'd even get that if you started now with 4K. Might be done within four or five.
Well, who knows? Who can say?
It ain't just cheap.
Well, no, that is true. Just before we move on a little bit, though, Josh Gershman, is that a new listener? Says congrats on 425. So thanks, Josh. Thanks for doing that, buddy. That's show number 425, isn't it? Thanks, Josh. Thanks for dropping it.
Yeah, you know who that is?
Josh Gershman?
Yeah, that's Josh from Kaleidoscape.
Fair enough. See you in the diner, Josh.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
He's watching. Nice. I didn't see that. Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. So, thanks, buddy. People, by the way, Deej, a couple of people in the chat saying about, are you going to send out the links to the Patreon chat?
The link, it's the same link that was there. So scroll down. I can't do it. I'll do it next time one of these two doofuses start talking, I'll go on to Patreon while they're chatting and I'll add it. I'll update it.
Some offense taken.
Doofus number one. Doofus number two.
Three doofuses. These two doofuses.
Doofy?
I call myself a donkey. So what's the difference?
Doof you, not doofy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty. So come on, let's do some movies then, guys, because we have got loads.
All right. Let me, I'm going to take the reins here. Just because, you know, we haven't talked about this one in a little while. Very quickly.
Oof. This will be a change.
Yeah, very quickly. It will be a change. I mean, there's not really much else to say other than, Terminator dropped in 4K, Dolby Vision, Atmos, all of that dropped on Kaleidoscape. And, Johnny Speakers texted me right away and he's like, it dropped. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I bought it. I was like, couldn't wait. It was like, not only did it drop, it like, so to get the 4K, it was a $14.99 upgrade to get the 4K, but it's the Blu-ray version got a new, got a new video transfer for free, and it got a new, got the new Atmos track for free. So I could have just done that, but in my excitement, I did that. And then I was like, well, I'm getting the 4K too with the HDR. What am I stupid? So I did that and it is gorgeous. Just like, I mean, it's like, I want to say it's better, but that's me. It's like, it is like watching it over and the skin tone, everything, the nightclub scene again. Oh my God, Steve, that, you know what amazed me this what, how many, third, fourth viewing now since it came out 4K? That nightclub scene is how you see, like, how small the nightclub is. You can see that, like, the set they filmed that on. Like, you actually see the empty sides. You notice the empty sides of the room. Like, all the people are compressed in the middle. You're like, there's nothing on the sides. And it's like, I think the room I'm in now is bigger than that nightclub was. It was so bad. And it's like, but it's little things like that. The detail that you see, that when he pulls up and he crushes the truck. The toy truck.
Asphalt on the tarmac.
Oh my God. Oh. Looks so good. Atmos track. Absolutely amazing. But yeah, it's like, I mean, I was talking to, Johnny Speakers texting back and forth. He's going to be on, probably beginning of the year, something like that. We're just geeking out about this and other things. So that was,
it is so exciting. Very good. Yeah. Oh my God. Great. Still don't know why he needed an apartment. But there we go. That's why not. I still haven't got to the bottom of that. I would like to know. James Cameron, if you're listening, do you think there is a cut version somewhere? There's a scene on the cutting room floor somewhere of him getting the motorbike jacket, the tight trousers, pants, and then the apartment. Do you reckon there's a cut scene where you get the bike, the jacket, the trousers, the apartment in one go?
Maybe the keys. Everything was in that guy's jacket pocket. There you go, Steve. You just solved
it. Yeah, maybe it's his apartment.
You just closed the gap.
But when does that person come along? So is there a scene somewhere where he meets that person? Yeah, but where?
No. He took the guy's coat and stuff at the beginning. Bill Paxton.
No. It's
stuff.
Not that jacket. It's a different jacket. Completely different
The
jacket.
One that he starts out in is that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but the one he wears when he goes into the police station.
With the chain.
Black fitted leather jacket. No, that's different again. It's totally different. Look at the end when it says, I'll be back. You'll see.
Right. Oh, no, I know. It's like,
I just wonder if there's a scene somewhere on a cutting room floor that just, for whatever reason, just didn't work. And that then explains it. Cause it is a bit odd that he just turns up in it.
Well, you saw what he did to the poor guy on the payphone when he got the names from the phone.
Yeah.
But for young people out there, there used to be phones on the side of the road. You had to put coins in. Yeah.
But in T2, they make a thing of him getting the bike. The glasses, the gun, the jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
They make a real thing of it. Whereas in T1, it's just, you don't even really think about it until you really see it. And it's like, now. Oh, and also why he wants to do his hair, but still, that's I think that's brilliant. And I can never watch that the same way again now. I just love the way he looks in the mirror and he's like, oh yeah, just sort out my Terminator hair. I love it. It's so
good.
Does
it grow?
It's just a funny kind of, would a robot that's hell-bent on killing machine doesn't feel love or pain or mercy or anything like that?
Has vanity.
Really likes great hair.
He's got a sense of style. And that's the style he went with, too.
Yeah.
He's got a sense of style.
It's clearly Schwarzenegger not knowing what his character was.
Clearly
didn't know. No, so he's just doing do something in the mirror, Arnie. All right, then, okay.
Yeah. I thought I remember hearing, like, in the outtakes, but behind the scenes, like, he was supposed to be Kyle Reese. Because Michael Bain? They wanted him to be the Terminator because he was more unassuming, right? And it's like, you wouldn't know the difference. And that's why in the next movie, they actually did do that. But it's like, there's just no way that Arnold's Kyle Reese.
I
came
to
time for you, Sarah. I've loved you forever, Sarah. We have stalkers around. You're not allowed to do that anymore. What the hell?
The film would never have taken off if he'd been the good guy, was he? I mean, it works because he's so scary as this kind of just inhuman, very well-coiffed killing machine.
I think Steve's just jealous, John.
There's no doubt about that.
It struck me
for the very first time, despite the fact that we've been watching it for 40 years, that this is the one time where I'm suddenly thinking, why is he doing that?
Well, I want to know why the Terminator comes through and he's like in that, superhero position, kneeling down, crouched down, and poor Kyle Reese gets like dropped out of a helicopter.
It does look painful, doesn't it? It really does. Like, right into concrete.
Naked, just bang, right off the asphalt. It's It's like,
that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I remember college.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's been this week in Terminator talk. What do we want to go with, guys? Who wants to go first?
Take your pick.
Doesn't matter.
Although there is one in particular I want to hear from.
Let's
John
impress
about.
Steve, John.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
you ready?
Off the bat.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right.
All right, so
say nice things.
So I got to catch up with Smile 2 last week. This dropped on, I think it was Paramount Plus, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. And I do have upgraded Paramount Plus, so I got Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos with it. So as far as the streaming goes, you know, again, it's not going to rival physical media, but it was pretty good. I thought the picture quality from Paramount was great, and I thought the Atmos was pretty good. You know, again, if you're kind of on the fence and you're looking for a good way to see this movie without plunking down $30 on the disc, I think it's definitely a worthy way to watch it. As far as the movie goes, I liked it. I liked it a lot more than the first one. I thought this one just had more going on. Like, you know, what's her name? Naomi Scott?
Yes.
Is that the name of the actress?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
Had a ton to do here, and she was great in it. And I guess to reiterate on my little tease from earlier, what I liked about this one that I didn't like so much about the first one, where these movies fall apart for me, Malignant, Smile 1, and some others, is the last act with the crazy makeup CGI goofy looking monster at the end. Like, that's where these movies all fall apart for me. Like, I thought Malignant was great for 2/3 of the movie, and then it falls apart for me when we get to the monster. This one had a little bit of that at the end, but not so much as the first one. Cause again, I thought Smile was pretty good for about 2/3 of the movie. and then we get to that goofy looking monster. I feel like they save up all their budget for whatever the monster's going to look like. And that's where they fall apart for me. This one didn't have that so much. I mean, again, there is a little bit of that towards the end, but not as much as the first one. But yeah, creepy, you know, a great sequel. Definitely left the door open for Smile 3. So, I'm sure we'll be seeing that. But yeah, I liked it. So
good.
So you see rest easy, Steve.
I'm glad to hear it. Like, yeah. Someone on Twitter the other day put up a tweet calling this a masterpiece.
And I don't know if I go there, but
yeah. And yet, I mean, I've only seen it the once, and again, only on a streamer. So I can't wait.
Should be a good disc.
Should
be a good disc.
You see what I mean when I talk about it's like a Michael Bolton song where it just kind of starts very quick and then just goes up to 11 and just stays there throughout. You know, she goes through hell in this movie.
Yeah. Just, and she was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Just always it on the edge of sheer insanity for the entire movie. And it's just like, how you get to that level emotionally to convey it and then keep it that level for 2 hours or whatever it is. It was just incredible. It's a hell of a performance.
Well, and it did spin me around a bit, like the kind of the twist third act. I didn't see, you know, I wasn't following that. So it took me, I was like, oh, okay. You know, a lot of times you can see these things telegraphed from a mile away, but
Yeah. It's a good job this didn't happen at Taylor Swift. Otherwise, you'd have had a real problem, John.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I cannot wait. I will pick this up day one and watch this again. I mean, I like Smile 1. I've seen it twice and found it really effective both times and really enjoyed it. But I think this is a superior sequel. It is really good. And a third one, I mean, I don't know where they'd go with it, bearing in mind the escalation of the second one.
Well, there is Terrifier 3 out there, so.
Rightly so. I don't know where, bearing in mind, I mean, again, no spoilers, but bearing in mind how this
ends. Please don't spoil it.
Yeah, because Deej is going to want to see this day one. So where they end this, I'm not sure where the logical next steps are without kind of ruining maybe what makes this so good, unless you turn it into some kind of apocalyptic thing, which I think would be weird. So I think it's actually very tricky as to where they go next. But I'll you know, pick it up for sure when it comes out, and I'll be very curious to see the next one. And if the Academy had any kind of real fairness to it, I think she'd be in the conversation for awards for this sort of performance, because she's incredible.
She really did a great job. I know I had seen her before, but I'm not that familiar with what she's done.
She's Jasmine in the live action Aladdin, isn't she?
Which I haven't seen. So
I saw it once.
But but yeah, and like I said, if the stream's any indication, the physical disc should be super, because the stream was pretty good.
Gorinda says DJ's already pre-ordered it.
No,
Gorinda, no.
Now, do you saw the first one, DJ, or you didn't?
No, you didn't
see it at all.
No, okay. I've heard about it. I don't know why this one eye just started watering like crazy.
I've heard about it. The awesomeness of John's review.
Exactly.
Well, because I was just going to say, if you didn't care for the first one, you might still find this one interesting. Yeah, but if you haven't seen the first one, I mean, you'd almost have to watch it first before you watch this. So.
Yeah, because the opening won't make any sense in this at all without that. Yeah, and the opening, I think, is actually really effective. It's done in a oneer as well. So you notice that whole opening sequence, there's no cuts.
Oh, wow.
It's right through until you get the smile logo.
Right.
And a very clever little thing I have to confess, I didn't notice it the first when I saw it, but I've realized it since. When the end of the opening sequence happens, what is left makes a smile. And I just didn't pick that out the first time.
I didn't either. I didn't notice it.
You're like,
I'll take a look at it.
Just watch the opening bit. Right when what happens, just look at what is left and look at the shape it makes.
Wow.
It was like, how cool is that? And I missed it completely because I'm an idiot as well. So, I'd never forget, my gas levels. But other than that, I,
I knew I shouldn't have said anything.
Oil, stop taking the piss now. I mean, oh, God, did I say that?
Here we go. Yeah. Okay. Steve. All right.
Moving on.
All right. Let me see. I got to tap out here for a second. Boom, 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 boom. Damn. There we go. All right. Did that. Did that work? All right. Back to where we got. Sorry, I had to do something there. What do you want, Steve? You're up, bud.
Take a pick. Spin it.
Here we go.
Go on then. Yeah.
You like that one? You like that one?
Yeah.
Good on that?
As you well know.
There we go. All right. Let's go.
Okay. So this is Alien Rom-Com. As someone actually DM'd me earlier this week, they said, Steve, what did you think of Alien Rom-Com? And predictive text changed Romulus to Rom-Com. And somehow I thought, I want to see that film.
I would say I'd like to see that now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can see that now. A facehugger and a xenomorph living in an apartment in New York. I'm telling you, there is a film to be made there. This is Alien Romulus on 4K UHD disc in a Dolby Atmos, which arrived here last week. I want to say last Monday, not yesterday, week before. Saw in cinemas, really enjoyed it. Alien movies, great. And I did have a good theatrical experience in that cinema where I had the issues with Gladiator 2. So I did have a good experience, enjoyed the movie, got it home, watched it first night. It was way better in cinema, George, can I just say? Both seeing it for the third time now, because I saw it in the cinemas, I saw it, I had access to a screener, and I couldn't wait, and then having seen this. But it was way better in cinema, George, and still very, 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 very good third time round. I'm not bored of this. I will watch this movie many, many times. Interestingly, Deeds, when you talked about the Kaleidoscape version, and I was kind of ready for this because I think you'd said the first kind of few minutes of the movie, there are potentially issues with the black levels. And then when they go into space, that kind of gets sorted and they're on the ship and it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Interestingly, because I was looking out for it I had steeled myself for the idea that the opening might not be that great. There aren't the same issues with the disc. I didn't notice any kind of grays or any washing out of the black levels. It still looked, you know, very, very nice indeed. Certainly not enough for me. And again, bear in mind, I'm watching on a smaller screen than you, obviously, but I didn't notice a particular change from the beginning to what happens on the ship. It all looked of a piece. I was really looking out for it because obviously from what you'd said. It looks great, sounded great. The Atmos on it is fantastic, which you and I definitely agree on. I mean, it's great. It's constantly active. There's always something going on. Yeah. The ship is alive. It's great. And you know, third time, just as engaging as ever. Lots of little details I noticed because this is the first time I've seen it in 4K, and in a much better environment than the theater. It's great. It's so good. And needs to be, you know, seen by any Alien fans. I'd recommend the disc or obviously the Kaleidoscape version, because it really should be seen by as many people as possible. It's really good. John, did you get around to watching it yet?
I haven't. No, I was going to watch it. Cause like I said, here it's on Hulu, but with the VPN, it'll be on Disney Plus with Atmos and Dolby Vision, which is how I will watch it, but I haven't.
Cause you do, like I said, it is alive and when you get the weaponry firing and all the rest of it, it sounds exactly as you want it to. The bass is really good in this. I was very, very pleased with this disc, and a movie that can just be watched again and again and again. And again, we talk about good performances. The lead actress in this is really good. The whole thing is very, very well worth seeing. I was really pleased with this disc, and I'm so glad we got it this side of Christmas.
Yeah, this is one I watched before I updated my Lumigen.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if there would be a difference now, like in the, you know, whatever the tone mapping is. This also did get Dolby Vision. So I was just watching it how I had it tone mapped before, which was still great. But I am noticing an improvement. I mean, just the updates that they've done. You know, I hadn't updated it in a year, and now I'm seeing, whether it's Dolby Vision or not, it looks great. I'm seeing improvements. We'll talk a little bit more about that on another movie I did this week, but this is one that after I'd seen it, I loved it. I thought the picture was great. I did, you know, as you said, when I updated my Lumigen, I was like, oh, maybe I should go back and do this one again. But I mean,
just watch the first 10 minutes.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah. But I think you'll find that it's more uniform now. So there isn't planet visuals and now space visuals. It's all of a piece is how it looked to me. I was more particularly consistent. Paying attention. Exactly that. And I was trying to pay much more attention because of what you said. I thought, right, let me see. But I thought it was great. And the bars, the black bars, top and bottom, are inky black throughout. There's never any kind of issue with that at all. And it's important for a movie like this. I mean, you know, it's set in the blackness of space. You need to have the shadow details need to be, you know, inky. They need to be kind of always hiding, you know, what's just off screen sort of thing. So yeah, very, very cool. I was very pleased with this. So yeah, well worth picking up.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought, like I said, when I saw it, I was like, the story, I was blown away by a movie that's, you know, a franchise that's this old, and to be able to get you back like this and be like, wow, I thought it was really good. Yeah. Definitely worth grabbing. I just shared the post here. I also shared it on Twitter about the patron chat. I'm wondering now, like, if you're not a patron, does that link not get you in? Because it's like, I'm wondering, did I just share that to the world?
It'll probably take you to the login page if you're not already logged into Patreon.
I would hope
as
so.
A member, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works on the other websites I go to.
Do tell, John.
Hey, yeah, your Asian music downloads.
Yeah. The websites I get off the bottom of toy packages.
Exactly.
They go to landing pages. They don't take you right in.
Oh God. Here we go. Okie dokie.
Let the record show I'm trying to be good.
Exactly. What do we got here? All right. Here we go. We ready?
Oh.
Yes. And
just because it's been snowing.
Yeah, we're getting hit tomorrow with a crazy storm that's like no snow, but like rain and cold and wind, but not really snow, thunder, blah, blah, blah. And for the people listening to the audio only podcast on Friday, we're talking the day after tomorrow on Kaleidoscape 4K HDR Dolby Vision and DTS Master Audio 5.1. And I gotta wonder, did they get a new audio track for this? I don't know if I'm just, you know, blown away by this movie. This is a standalone that I had done a couple of years ago. And it sparked a lot of conversation, as a matter of fact, because I had said, remember the library scene when they're burning everything they can to keep warm and they're in that room and the fire and the glow and all of that. Well, I had said during that scene, I'm like, this is a Blu-ray, but I don't even know if it needs a 4K. With HDR, because the transfer on the Blu-ray was so good. Well, I was wrong, of course. You know, I mean, not just about oil and everything else. You know, I can build a home, all those stupid things that I've tried to say and do. But yeah, I was wrong here too. So yeah, the 4K, the HDR on this is stunning. Absolutely stunning. It just dropped last week with another movie we're going to talk about in a minute, a few minutes. What's amazing me about the HDR now with the update, whether it's Dolby Vision or not, like I said earlier, it's the brights. Whatever they did in the latest update, it's like my brights must be so much more accurate because, you know, the helicopter scene when the three helicopters freeze over in that fun. The frost coming across that you see, it's just so much more evident. You see the detail in like the, you know, every snowflake's different or whatever, but the frost, the way it's growing, that the pilot coming out and his fingers on the thing, you see it start to grow on his fingers long before it starts, like he takes his last breath and everything, but you see the frost, the white of his fingers start at his fingernails and start to come across. All of that, it's just great detail in the brights, but the opening scene, grab this 4K HDR, throw the disc in, push play. You have that opening scene and this here is like, remember how amazed I was with Twister and how good that looked and how the, you know, color grading and remember the scene with the lights coming at you and how it's supposed to look dark and dreary because a storm is coming. So the bright lights on the top of the truck and the headlights are supposed to stand out where the Blu-ray version, everything was bright anyway. So it wasn't really, why do you got your lights on? This movie is like that on steroids. It's all of the, like, when they're in the Arctic and they're drilling cores in the opening scene and you see the sunset or rise, whatever it is in the background, the oranges and reds and everything coming. Absolutely amazing. Like how bright it is, how great it looks. And then the foreground is darker, not dark, just darker. And it's the dynamic picture is amazingly dynamic through this. Cut from that, they go to the scene with Dennis Quaid and he's speaking and the window behind him is bright, but it's, you can still see his face and the glow through. The detail is amazing. And all the way through the movie, whenever they show these storms, because it's supposed to be like these sporadic storms that pop up. So in the distance, there's sunlight. It's awesome. Like you could see the bright sunlight that when they show, they go to, where are they? What, I forget, is it Iceland or Greenland or something? That one that's monitoring the oceans. Remember that end up, spoilers.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for such a long time. I can't remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're up there and they have another shot with a sunrise, sunset, whatever you want to call it. Beautiful. When New York gets flooded. Okay. The water coming in, the detail that you see in the streets, the headlights and taillights of all the cars are so much brighter now. There's so much more detail in that. The water, the waves of water, the white crests popping, the storms when they show the clouds and the black storms and then the funnels dropping when the LA gets destroyed, right? All so much more detail. So, and forget that library scene. That was gorgeous anyways, 4K with the, it's awesome. The picture is awesome. Sound, I didn't have a chance to go back to the Blu-ray version and see what the difference, if there is a difference, but obviously we're up converting this with, you know, NeuralX, and it's, I swear this was a, you know, an object-based track. The bass and the, I mean, the lightning, the thunder through this movie, you know, Carl Ellsworth, he's going to go nuts over this. It's like, it is absolutely, I mean, I was so impressed with the picture quality on this. And I was, like I said, go back and listen to the Blu-ray one I did standalone. I was impressed with the picture on that. Mm. So this is beautiful, beautiful, and so much fun. Another scene, the you got the policeman running from the waves, from the New York being, his vest looked like it was glowing on my screen. Like a vest would hit, the light would hit it, and you'd see the reflection of it. It's popping off the screen. It was that good. Yeah. It's awesome.
But it's just as a public service announcement, I was aware of this. So Jordan said the day after tomorrow, one of his favorite Roland Emmerich films, which we get a physical release, but it is available on 4K with HDR on Disney Plus in the UK. So obviously in the US with a VPN, you go for your life. But I must admit, I haven't checked that out because I've been kind of expecting that it'll hit 4K disc at some point as well.
It's got to be coming.
And if it's dropped on Kaleidoscape, then, you know, it's bound to be. So I'm happy to wait. I really like the film, but I don't love it enough to need to see it, you know, however I see it. I've got the Blu-ray. So I'm happy to wait for the 4K disc. Yeah. I'm looking forward to
2004, Jake Gyllenhaal playing a 17-year-old. Yeah. So young. So
tiny, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. And CGI wolves. That's the thing I always remember about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That scene's awesome. Like I said, it's like, it's just the highlights, the brights in the picture are just so much better. The entire scene when Dennis Quaid's like walking and because there's so much snow in this, right? It is so, the white, it's like you're getting I'm getting way more detail now than I ever thought I could. Again, and it's just the same old projector. Yeah, just absolutely. Gorgeous. Nice. Gorgeous disc. So, all right. Who's up next?
John's next, I think.
Me, I guess. Yeah.
John.
Oh, yeah. I've only got one more. So
that one?
Ooh, but what a one.
Yeah. That one.
Here we go. And away. Hang on. We'll settle that a little bit.
All right. So fresh off the heels of Furiosa last week. I watched Mad Max Fury Road this week on 4K disc. So this third time I've seen this movie, first time I've watched it on 4K disc. Again, what's to say that we haven't already said it's awesome. I want to try to compare it a little bit, I guess, to Furiosa though. Furiosa having Dolby Vision. This one does not. And picture quality wise, I did see a bit of a difference, and I think I give the edge to Furiosa when it comes to the picture quality, even though this is stunning. I mean, the quality here is great. But I think, Furiosa was just a tad better. Sound wise though, while Furiosa was amazing, I give the edge to this you know, again, even though Furiosa, you know, it's referenced from start to finish. This one, I think it starts even before the movie starts. Like it just it is relentless, the audio track on this movie. I mean, it just never lets you go from start to finish. So I think, again, while they're both very good, this disc is just amazing when it comes to the audio track. And then story, I think I like Furiosa a tad better as well. Again, even though this movie is really good, I wouldn't have watched it again, or I wouldn't have rushed to watch it if I hadn't watched Furiosa, because I have seen it a couple times and it really wasn't my favorite. It was good, but I think it becomes a little better because we've seen the prequel to it. You know, again, not much more to say because this movie's been talked to death more than one time. But my little comparison on the week to week, of the two discs, I give the picture edge to Furiosa, but the sound edge to Fury Road. So
yeah.
awesome. They're it's both so good.
I'm surprised it's not, it doesn't have Dolby Vision.
It does not.
Because it has Dolby Vision on Kaleidoscape.
And oh, does it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's usually, they, you know, they're not going to usually get a, let's see, upscale Dolby. Yeah, HDR 10.
Yeah.
The Mad Max.
And again, and it's solid. I mean, it's sharp and it looks great. But I don't know.
That's the one I referenced.
Something with the Dolby. Yeah, with the Dolby Vision and the picture's just a little bit, I mean, just a little bit more, pops a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
different, colors. Different rigs though, and different shot in different ways. I mean, the
Furiosa,
bear in mind, this is what, 2016 and Furiosa's, you know, 2024 with a lot more money. I mean, Fury Road was an experimental movie. They didn't know whether Mad Max was even going to become any, you know, still be around. Whereas by the time they get to Furiosa, it's like, well, we spent 50 million the first time. Let's spend 200 million this time.
Right.
So it, you're kind of comparing apples and oranges to a certain extent. But the beauty of it is, what's cool, as I say to DJ that all the time, we don't have to choose. We can
watch them.
Right.
You can watch them both.
You know, to me, this is a bit like Alien and Aliens or T1 and T2. Like, depends on what mood I'm in as to which one I'd want to see. And I'd love them both equally for different reasons. Yeah. You know, one is kind of a, I mean, they've both got scale, but Furiosa's got completely different scale again. You know, Fury Road's just a chase movie.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah. It has no pretenses, I don't think, to anything else. It's just one long chase. Whereas Furiosa tries to give it heft and give it a story.
Right.
So depending on your mood, if it's I just want something to just sit down and blow my hair back, obviously not me, then Fury Road.
Fury Road.
If I've got an afternoon and I want some time and I want to revel in a world, then I'll put on Furiosa. You know, it's very cool that we get both.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, to me, it's and I don't know because it depends on when I go back to these, but it might almost be like a – end game situation where, you know, you kind of have to watch both of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't ever sit down and just watch Endgame if I haven't, I don't know why.
Infinity War as well. Yeah.
Take away my geek card. Yeah. But I couldn't think of the name of Infinity War. but I won't ever just sit down and watch Endgame without watching Infinity War first. So it might be the same type of thing here where I'm going to want to sit down and watch Furiosa and then have to immediately put Fury Road in or we'll see.
Very cool.
Oh yeah, if I have a whole day and want to give my ears a workout that'll be
this. Fury Road though is the one, remember we came back from Cedia and we had seen, Mikey and I had seen this in the SVS room, the opening scene. This is, you know, it's a push play demo,
right?
And when I came back to play it here, remember I told you guys, it was like 3D to me. That was an amazing, like, I thought the picture on that was awesome. Like, the way the camera moves and the front edge of the cliff, it's like, you felt like you could see over the cliff. And that's why I was like, I'm surprised. But at the same time, I'll bet you get a lot out of Dolby Vision with that projector.
Right.
As opposed to something that doesn't, you get better tone, because that is literal tone mapping, and it's gonna make that big of a difference for you.
I'm not filtering through the Lumigen or anything like that. Dolby Vision does a lot of work for my setup.
No, whereas I couldn't care less about Dolby Vision for my
set,
because it's like whenever I've AB'd it, it looks exactly the same. You know, it just doesn't need it. So it might as well be, does it have a Danish soundtrack? You know, as to whether it's got Dolby Vision for me, it's like,
It doesn't matter. Right.
But it's such a good movie, and any way you can get it to optimize it then is a, you know, is a good thing. Love it. It's one of my demo discs. It's a nice, easy go-to demo. Again, as you say, push play demo. Away you go from start to finish. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So great. Yeah, absolutely. And I failed to get to this, and thank you for,
PF
to Paul. PF Productions says in the chat, he's like, I sent John a digital code for Wild Robot.
I was just looking at that. Yeah, I didn't get it. So.
Yeah, you have it now. Check your text.
Oh,
I
just
texted it to you.
Oh, awesome. Because I'm really looking forward to watching that movie.
Yeah, so, yes. So, Paul wrote, Awesome. I'll read the email here. I should have.
Thanks, Paul.
I should have did it today in the Takeover Tuesday. I don't know how that one slipped through. But he says, hey, guys, loving the show as always on YouTube. I'm PF Productions, named after my business name. Anyway, I just picked up the Wild Robot on disc and already have it digitally on Apple TV so I can watch it in 3D on my Apple Vision Pro. Like DJ, I don't mind buying multiple copies. The 4K dropped today. The disc also came with a Movies Anywhere code that I'll include here for John, as he said he's been running low on things to watch. I'm not sure how to email him directly. That's okay. He's not sure how to get them. I think he, and to be honest, any of you will really like this movie. The animation is unique and very artistic. The story is also very engaging. And if you have kids, you might even get a lump in your throat by the end. Yeah, that's why I haven't seen it yet. Everybody keeps telling me you will not make it through this movie.
Yeah.
cheers and keep up the stellar work. I travel a bit, so the return of Takeover Tuesday is most welcome to me. It's also why I don't tune in live that much, as I hate to spoil the show for when I'm in the car driving. However, sometimes I will just listen to it again. And thanks, Paul, for popping in and even mentioning that, because stuff slips through. Sorry about that, buddy. But yes, he does have it now. I sent him the link.
It'll definitely be on next week's show.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm looking forward to seeing it as well. I've heard great things, but it's out here in the new year, so I'm going to just pick it up when it comes out. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yep. So, all right. you ready for this one, Steve?
Let's see what we got. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, because we're running short on time. So let's go for it.
I got this one as well.
Oh, good man.
Oh, yeah, I had it before you.
All right.
Fair play.
Yeah. Anyway. There you go. Right, I had it in 1923.
Came out in 1999. So
Wow, there you go. You had to wait. Yes. So those wondering. This is Galaxy Quest. 1999 instant classic Galaxy Quest on, in my case, 4K UHD disc in Dolby Atmos as well.
Yes.
A brand new all singing, all dancing edition of this movie. This is a Paramount push it out, hit the Atmos button and that'll do. Someone somewhere spent some time on this, ladies and gents. But I will tell you more about that in a moment. I've seen this film many times. although I hadn't seen it for a while because I'd seen it so many times. And I remember that having it, I've got the Blu-ray, which I think I watched once. The last time I watched it a lot was on DVD. And I also seem to remember having some of these sequences on a DTS demo disc back in the day, DVD demo disc. Excuse me. Sorry. Voice is beginning to go. And so I've seen this movie just, as I said, endless times. So rewatched it this week when it came out. Was it yesterday or last week? Don't know. Anyway, I watched it this week and, it is still a fantastic film. All kinds of fun, never boring, always great, and, you know, hasn't aged a day. Other than maybe some of the effects work is starting to show its age a bit. But, you know, what are you supposed to do? It was, you know, 1999. So, had a blast, really enjoyed it, great fun. Went on to IMDb afterwards to look at the trivia and didn't realize how much all the cast hated Tim Allen.
And even in real life?
Well,
because that was the cast in the cat they were supposed, in the movie itself.
He was,
you know, supposedly everybody that's ever worked with him.
allegedly. But what was funny, because he's apparently just worth telling the story, he's a massive Alien fan and he's got loads of Alien memorabilia. And so, of course, day one, Sigourney Weaver, he goes in and he's like, oh, look, he's all starstruck around her. And he's like, oh, could you autograph this stuff for me? Is that all right? And she's Sigourney Weaver, who strikes me as somebody who's very down to earth and doesn't suffer fools. So my brother's met her briefly. And she apparently signed the stuff to Tim, stolen by Tim Allen, love Sigourney Weaver, and signed it.
And he
went ballistic. He went mad.
Oh my God.
And so, day one. Well, what a way to, you know, you meet your hero and then be a, anyway. So there it is. But, but anyway, so he's in it and it, you know, it's very, very good. Now, great film. Believe you me, though, you've never seen it look like this. And more importantly, you've never heard it the way it sounds on this. So in terms of the video, though, we've got to mention the fact this is the first time seeing it at home that we get its original theatrical aspect ratios.
Yes. Now,
did you do, Deej, what I did? Which is, yes, of course, I haven't seen it at home. So on this way. So when it begins in the cinemas, it was shown in 1.85, and then that after 19 minutes, it goes to 2.35. But this is the first home video version that's done it. So I put it on.
There's three versions, Steve.
Yeah,
three aspects.
The TV version, and then
You get right. And it's like, but here's the thing, and this is where I wanted to get to for everybody. It's like, you know how we, like Travis, my buddy, we have that little, I don't like variable aspect ratios.
Yeah.
The entire movie is in 2.35. The whole movie is in 2.35, right? But when they do the 1.33, like the TV version, you have larger dark boxes on the side, the black boxes on the side. Yeah. Then they go to 1.85. It doesn't blow up. It goes to 1.85, so you have the black boxes on the side of the screen, right?
Yeah.
And then when it goes to the 2.35, take it from there, Steve, it is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole time I'm on IMDb going, is my kaleidoscape wrong? Did my projector do something wrong?
Yeah.
It's like you at least have a display, right? And it's like, well, my TV's got to do this. I can't. But my projector, and I had something happen a week before. I don't know what did it, but a week before, all of a sudden it went into a vertical stretch for no reason. I'm like, what the hell? It was going way off my screen. Oh. So I was like, that was weird. All I did, open it up. I'm like, why did that even happen? Just like gremlin thing happened, right? So when I popped this movie in, I got this last Tuesday. I watched it Tuesday night after the show. I was like, oh my God. And when that happened, like you, I'm like, what the? And then I went on IMDb and it told you all the aspect and it gave you the minutes that, like you said. So go ahead. What happens at 2.35?
So as I turned it on, it happened for me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then it was the credits, and I thought, oh, it's just the credits. That's fine. Okay, fine. No, credits ended, stayed like it. What the hell? And then I jumped forward a couple of chapters, and then it was two. I was like, oh, thank God for that. Right, fine. Okay, this is meant to be. Right, okay, panic over. So
I didn't do that. I waited.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I needed to know. You know, patience. I haven't got any. I've heard this before. Because I'm not a doctor, I'd have no patience. So at 19 minutes, just so everybody knows, the ratio then goes to full 2.35 for real, you know, as it were. And they do it on a very deliberate shot to give you that scope and that. Now, I knew what was coming because I know the movie. So I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And so when they do reveal it, you get that sense of wonder that the character is supposed to be feeling. And then, of course, you get your kind of, what would you call it? It's a Stargate sort of, you know, zip into a black hole, you know, that kind of thing. So you get that, and they do it very deliberately. So if you have got a fairly sizable screen, you're going to feel that expanse. It's very well done. And then at least it stays 2.35. So there's that. But the video quality, though, is very nice indeed. It does show up the effects. The effects work a lot of it. The rock monster's very soft, and the little creatures and stuff. Some of them are, you know, are betraying their age. But generally, though, it looks great. And just after that sequence we've just been talking about where Tim Allen gets blasted through a wormhole, it then cuts to a close-up shot of his eye. Broad daylight, and it's like, wowzers, how good does that look?
Yeah.
And then you get that pull back, and you've got the blue of the pool and the green of the grass and the blue of the sky, and it looks great. So it's never looked better than it does in this. I mean, it's a dramatic upgrade over the Blu-ray and the DVD. So that might be enough for some people anyway to just pick it up, and it should be, because it's a great movie and it looks great. But the audio is another, I think, Deej, this is up in that conversation with Terminator, with Twister for audio upgrades. I mean, this is just awesome. I mean, awesome. Now, again, bear in mind, I know the DTS was experimental on this because they put it on their demo discs back in the day of DVD. So, you know, I was expecting awesomeness, but I got awesomeness. if there is an awesomeness plus, because right. Boy, oh boy.
It's all caps.
Yeah. Awesomeness. Yeah. Like a Truth Social post. And so sorry, bloody hell. Right. That'll teach me. Yeah. That's karma getting me back. Right. So the audio on this, I mean, let's start with the envelopment. It's wide and huge and just roofing. It does what the best discs do, like June and things like that, in that it just takes the walls of your theater and goes whack like that.
Yeah.
And you feel you're in this big open auditorium watching this epic movie. There's a sequence, I don't know how many minutes in, and I didn't timestamp it, but when Laredo is first piloting the ship out of the space dock.
Oh my God.
You then got That's, this, yeah. just, yeah, you get the music, you get the choral music, you get the thing. And so you've got all of this huge expanse, and then you get the bass, which you just don't expect on a movie this old, as he's running it along the side of the
it goes dock. Down the side of your room.
Exactly. Yeah, too. It does. But
it's like, because you're in the ship and you're here, and all the people on the ship are going, and they're leaning the way the sound is, so you're getting the sound just like they are down the side of your room. It's really, really good.
And going through
the only
magnetic-
thing about
oh, go on,
yeah, no, sorry. The only thing about that scene that I thought was funny. Was when they finally get it out into space and they're grinding the side of the ship up against the side. Then they get out and you're like, where were the wings during that?
Yeah, the wings come out of nowhere as they pull out. All of a sudden,
they would have had to literally have been like sideways like this for the nose to have been rubbing because there's giant like wings off the side that would have hit before the nose did.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's not like the details and facts get in the way of a good scene.
No, indeed. And then of course you get the sequence in the magnetic minefield. And so as they're bouncing, they bounce over the room. They go overhead and into the rear channels. There is sonic chaos in this that shouldn't be in a movie this old. It just shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Someone has sat down and spent a lot of time on this and decided, look, this is what we can do. I mean, it's awesome. I'm so pleased with this.
Yeah.
Cause I thought it'll be good. And the night that I watched it, which was Saturday night,
it's a comedy.
Come out last week. Well, I'd had a rough day. A rough couple of days with a storm that we had here. And you know, there had been some anxiety and some concerns and all the rest of it. And I needed a movie to just kind of just take me all away from that. And this did it in spades. I mean, it not only did it, you know, is it a movie I love and know well, it's a presentation that's out of this world. Very, very, very good. And just so cool. So yeah, that's it. Yeah, right, quick. Just rip that page out. There we go. It's fine. I'm just kidding. That is a phone thing, all right? Just so you know. This is a reference level audio mix, not quite reference video because of the issues of age, but it's reference audio, reference all day long for me. It's great.
I want to reference another scene from, or another thing I noticed in the video though. The video quality is so good. Everything, it's like, I was noticing things I'd never noticed before. And here's one of them. Did you notice their uniforms? What they were. So this is supposed, like the basis of this movie is like that it's supposed to be a show, Galaxy Quest, which is a cheap knockoff of like Star Trek. Right. So like that, it's like, that's what the basis of the movie is, right? It's a movie with a show within the movie, right? And they go to these, you know, Comic Cons and they have on their costumes from the show. Next time, go back and check out just any scene, go back any of the scenes, Alan Rickman, any of them, all of their uniforms. It's that cheap, fuzzy material, like feety pajama material that it was like, it's so bad. And you can see like the seams aren't seamed like this shirt is like seamed, like when you sew it on the inside and then the foot, like, so you don't see the stitching. It's literally felt over felt.
Yeah.
So like, it's just so cheaply made because that's the way the show, cause it's supposed, they're not supposed to be real uniforms. I never noticed that before. And that goes along with the scene when they finally have to tell the truth and they go, no, this is all fake. It's not real. And then Alan Rickman even has the line when they're like going down to a planet, like, why are we listening to him? That's not a uniform. That's a costume. Yeah. Like, why are we listening to him? It's
I think it's fair to say I was paying very close attention to Sigourney Weaver's costume as we get towards the end.
Or lack thereof. Yeah, exactly. The way you've never seen her before. Oh my God.
But
she didn't look this good floating 4 feet above the bed.
Yeah. Or in the space outfit at the end of Alien.
Yeah.
Where she's down to her tighty whities.
4 feet above the covers.
Interestingly, there is another little tidbit from IMDb. You know how the Enterprise, you guys can be the Trekkies, you can be the experts. I don't know this, but I know that the Enterprise has a designation. It's got a number. I don't know what the number is, but I know it's got it.
Yeah.
The one on this John one is NTE 101, something like that, right? The NTE stands for not the Enterprise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. And apparently in various Star Trek Comic Cons, they play this. And some people have nominated this one of the best Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Even though it's not, because they just embraced it. They love it. So yeah, it's so good. This is for me again, I would say this is a must buy disc if you like the movie. They've spent time on this. Again, we talk about the Atmos button. You know, sometimes you wonder whether that makes any difference. This film, somewhere has loved this.
Great base.
Produced it.
Like you said. Great dynamics.
Wide. It's great. Yeah. Loved it. It's such a good experience. I came out of the theater room with a giant grin on my face and having gone in there with just like, I need something to just kind of just, you know, center me. And I came out with a giant dopey grin on my face and just like happy, happy, happy. Everything is right with the world once again.
Nice.
Oh yeah. I love the movie itself. It's a comedy. Saw it in the theater. Seen it like many times in the past. Have the Blu-ray, probably the DVD, all of that. I mean, just a fun movie, and was not expecting what I got. It's just the picture. The audio is really, really good. I was blown away by it, but it was the picture that I was like, holy, the detail that you're getting. And like I said, those costumes cracked me up. It just when you see like that, you know what I'm talking about, that cheap felt material, and you'll see it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the stitching on top, like it's just so cheaply made. And that's the point. It's like, I have to imagine when they were making the movie, the costume department, like, no, don't do a good job. It's supposed to look cheap. It's supposed to look cheap. It was like, yeah.
By the way, talking about things noticing that I haven't seen before because of the quality of it, I didn't realize Rainn Wilson is in this in a kind of blink and you'll miss him role in it, as well as one of the Thermians. You see, I'd never realized that was him before. And yet now it's like, there he is. Again, because the sheer quality of it.
I don't know why, who's the guy that plays Monk in the movie?
Tony Shalhoub.
Okay, is that his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
His character in this stood out so much more to me. I don't know if it was the audio quality, like the dynamics of the audio and the way he talks, because everybody else is like, oh my God. And he's always just like, hey man, we just can't, we just can't get the motors running right.
Telling me you can't do this. It's going to blow up or whatever.
I love when he comes through the transporter and everybody else has seen their real face, like the real aliens.
Yeah.
And then they put on their disguises or whatever. And then he comes through and goes, this is great. What's everybody freaking out about?
That was a hell of a thing.
That was a hell of a thing.
He's great. Yeah. Yeah. And can I say, I have met him in real life. And he's a very nice guy.
Yes, you can say that.
San Francisco, on a trolley thing. We're going literally on Van Ness or whatever it was. They were shooting Monk. We were stopped. Wow. And he was in a director's chair, just sat there kind of waiting for, setups. And he just wandered over. And I'd seen him from Men in Black. That's how I knew him. I'd never seen Monk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'd seen him in that. And so he came over and was like, hi, guys. How you doing? Everyone okay? That's a hell of a thing. And he was, and this was, he really, really cool guy. He's really friendly, just chatting away. He didn't have to come and talk to us. We were just on the equivalent of a bus. And he came over and said hello. Nice of him to do it. So, he's a nice chap in real life. So
nice.
Sam Rockwell in this. So young.
He's great.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't even know who he was. It's like, I know him now from like Iron Man, like, you know, him as that Shawshank character and Hammer. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, but yeah, him and this is like, I can't go on the plane. I'm going to die. I'm, like, I'm an extra.
Yeah. The funny with the, have you ever checked that there's air? You don't know. He's just dropping. And then again, Tony Shalhoub just leans forward and goes, yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
You just got to love that. But this just, infinity of it is brilliant.
Oh, God. Oh, he's running from the rock. Aim for the weak spot. It's a rock.
Yeah.
There are no weak spots.
Have you got some memorabilia of Galaxy Quest at the back of the theater room, DJ?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
My God, we haven't referenced that in so long.
Is it still there?
Yes, of course it's there. It'll go to the new theater too.
Oh, so it should, in a glass case.
It's the, yeah, no, that's the point. It's got the handwritten little folded. No, just that. Yeah, piece of paper folded. People have no idea what we're talking about.
No. So,
you're gonna have to go way back on that one. Thermodetonator. Oh, you got one? So do I. I have run outside.
Kick.
Look, it's that kind of rock too. It looks just like
it. I can imagine that being quite difficult for some people trying to choke.
Yeah. Yeah. Fonzie.
What pictures?
Oh, I know, huh?
Anyway, people are wondering what we're talking about.
Always. Yeah. It's always good to have an audio only podcast that goes out on Fridays. And even the video people are like, what are they talking about?
They've lost it.
We've got it. We lost it, but we got it. All right. We only have 2 minutes left, so we'll leave some of these for next week. Any short thoughts on what you think of Skeleton Crew so far?
Yeah, really.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars Suburbia.
Yeah.
Spielberg. Yeah.
Didn't know I needed that, but
little Neil is so
about that week. Next week.
We love
In the kind of pretend lightsaber battle. It was awesome.
Notice they're not making the noises. Why are they not making the noises? They're not humming. They're not going whoosh, 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 whoosh. Why not?
I don't know. Because
they've never heard one and never seen one. So they don't know what they sound like. Yeah, this planet is in its own little.
They just know of them, but they don't know.
They don't know what they sound like because they've seen them. Right. They've never heard
them. That's awesome.
So that's why they're not humming as they're making the noise. Yeah, I learned this this week.
I just thought that they didn't have the batteries for their Kenner toys.
Well, I'm sure. It's the 80s, isn't it? Pretty much.
Not included. Batteries not included.
It's so, very good. Lots of fun stuff. And yet a friend of mine today who's I thought he was a massive Star Wars fan. He's going off it a bit. Just said, I didn't get it. I didn't like it. I probably won't carry on with it. And I'm just like, why? You're a child of the 80s. Same as
me. I know. It's so fun.
If you love the Goonies and you love, Close Encounters and you love Explorers and you love these movies, how can you not, or Flight of the Navigator, how can you not love Skeleton Crew? It just boggles the mind. So very, very cool. Yeah, looking forward to talking about that next week. When's the next one? Is it Wednesday? The next
tonight.
One drops.
Well, for me, for us tonight, for you tonight, probably
tomorrow morning. Wednesday, yeah, so it's morning, Wednesday for us. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
It's probably the same time we get it anyways.
Yeah. Just
because he's ahead of us.
Yeah. If you get it at midnight, your time, then we'll get it at 8 a.m.
Right. It'll be the same. Drop. For all of us at once, it'll just be different times.
Isn't it like Pacific time? So it's like midnight Pacific time. So we get it at 8 in the morning because that's 8 hours ahead.
A little earlier. I want to say last week we got it at like 8 p.m. I think is when I was able to watch it.
2 a.m. Here then. Yeah. Okay. I'm really looking forward to it. It's very, very good. The kids are great. No precocious, annoying Harry Potter style kids as well.
No.
Great news. Because that can really happen and be a problem. So, good.
I got some thoughts on that, though. We'll talk next week. About that. But, I'm really enjoying it as well. So, looking forward to that. And we still have a bunch of others to get to, too.
Including my holiday movie for this week, which you could probably not get. Yeah, that one, believe it or not, is a holiday film.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. They mentioned Christmas a number of times.
Don't say what it is. Just, no. Yeah, there you go.
They mentioned it a number of times.
Tease for next week.
For next week.
Yeah. So that's
not this holiday movie.
Yeah. That one too. That's another holiday movie from the week before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We haven't gotten to the holiday movies yet.
Come on, guys. You say to me every year, I know. Holiday movies, Steve.
I mean, we always have a couple of holdovers every show. So,
nice.
There you go. Dude. There you go.
And on that bombshell.
Yeah. I hate that. All right. All right. Yeah, that'll do it for this week. Yeah, again, everybody, thank you for watching, listening, and participating. TeePublic, great gift idea. Hopefully, I think it can still get delivered in time. And also, any boxes of popcorn, brightsidehometheater.com, any gifts, anything you had in mind. But please, even if you didn't, all go into Tom Andrew this month. So let's get that number up there. Show him some love. And give him the support that he really, really needs and deserves, to be honest with you. So, all right. That'll do it for this week. Anything else, guys?
No. Same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Yep.
There we go. Until the same bat time, until that time and channel, you know what you got to do?
Go push play.
What he said.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.